Hey everybody, it's another edition of the Rock Rewind Review. I'm Mel.
I'm James.
And guess what?
What?
It's the holiday season.
What time is it?
It's the holiday season, my friend.
Yes, it is.
And that means we have to. And we have to talk about the holidays.
And if you haven't been inundated with enough Christmas music yet,
here we are.
Some more.
Here we come.
That's right.
So, is there any special like Christmas traditions in your family?
You know what? I'm sure there is.
Okay.
It's you know, now that you're older now or whatever, like, just things have changed over the years for certain things. Like, before my mother-in-law lived with us, we used to spend Christmas Eve at her house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that was a thing. So the kids went there and they got their gifts from grandma there.
Right,
and then
right.
we would do Christmas morning at our house.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother-in-law would come over. My parents would come over, watch the kids unwrap their gifts or whatever, and then we'd go to my mom's house, mom and dad's, and we'd have, like, Christmas dinner there.
Okay.
My mother-in-law would come over, and so we just, like, you know, the mobile unit moved around a
little
bit. Right,
seriously.
But, you know, now that my mother-in-law lives with us, that kind of cuts that phase out. So so kind of what we do is, like, we do a little Christmas Eve at my mom's house. So we'll go to church Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to my mom's house, and we'll have, like, some... Usually it involves like some shrimp or something like that. You know what I mean? Just some, that type of food, like nothing heavy or nothing like that.
Appetizers.
Yeah, kind of. And then, you know, Christmas Day we'll be at my house like morning. Maybe I'll make breakfast or have some kind of light fare or something like that. And my parents will come over and watch kids unwrap gifts. And then we'll go over there for dinner. You know what I mean?
Like, I like it.
How about you? You got some traditions that you hold tried and true?
Well, okay, I was just going to flash back to my childhood.
Flash it back.
Yeah, so...
When the fun was, right?
Yeah. So when we were younger, my sister's 4 years younger than me. So as we were growing up, like, it was always nothing to be given on Christmas Eve. Like, there were no gifts.
Yep.
And then... Like, for whatever reason, my niece gets born, and now that's changed. And I'm like, why?
Try to get one.
Right.
Just one. Give me one.
Right. So she gets one, and my mom, her grandmother, was the one who allowed it. And I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah, the rules changed.
For, like, I don't know, 38 years of my life, I didn't get anything on Christmas Eve, regardless of how good I had been all year.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, this little girl comes along and just flips the script. And I was like, oh, all right. And so, I mean, what... she gets is a new book and a pair of pajamas.
Okay.
So it's same box, wrapped up. She knows what's coming.
She but wears she still gets pajamas for Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's good, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like
I like that.
Excuse me.
Well,
like, what happened here?
I mean, I'm no soothsayer. I can't really tell people's fortunes and stuff, but I'm gonna go out on a limb and say she was probably cuter than you, Mel.
I mean, actually we look a lot alike. I mean, I have dark hair now, but when I was little I had blonde hair like her.
Yeah.
I was pretty cute. I don't know what happened along the way.
Right. All the photos were damaged in the fire.
Right.
And all that stuff.
I can't prove it, but I was pretty cute at one time. The other thing that's stuck with us throughout the years, like, you know, is Christmas breakfast is always cinnamon rolls.
Nice.
That hasn't changed. That's been my entire life.
We kind of mix it up. Sometimes it's like, it all depends. Like, sometimes it'll be like a full-on breakfast. Other times it'll be like donuts and coffee or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Depending upon, I guess, how much I want to deal with it because I'm the one cooking.
Right. Yeah.
You hear that, mother-in-law and wife? I'm the one cooking.
Yeah. Equal opportunity. Well, and I think it's funny, too, is that Christmas, so I don't have any children. There's my niece, but usually she stays at her house. So, like, even though Santa would come, and I'm staying at my mom's because I don't live down there.
Right.
So I would travel down. I stay at my mom's house. My sister, her husband, and my niece are at their house. And so they would wake up, do their Christmas, whatever they were going to give my niece, and do that there. And then they would come to my mom's, and that's when cinnamon rolls would happen.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm up, even though I'm, like, at this point 39 and up, I'm, like, up at 6 a.m., like, ready. Like, let's do this Christmas thing. I'm dumping my stocking out. Like, I'm in it to win it. And I got to wait till, like, 11 o'clock for my mom to decide that, like, you know, Amelia can come over or my niece can come over. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what? I'm sorry. Why are we not up? As Santa's leaving, we should be getting up. Like, why are we delaying this?
You big kid, you.
Right.
Yeah, I my sister, when she would be like home staying at my parents' house, they would come over, like I said, to my house and watch my kids open the presents, and then she'd go back home. But then, like, in 2 hours, I'm getting a phone call. Hey, where you guys at? You coming over? Because she wants that Christmas happening now, too.
Right. Well, and that's the thing.
I'm like, man, I need a nap.
I like getting gifts. I mean,
who don't?
Right. But I also like giving them, especially when I know that I've put that, like, extra time, extra thought, you know, extra level of energy into selecting the gift. Like,
for sure.
And that's one of the reasons I have to, like, hide the gifts from myself. Like, in my house right now, I have multiple gifts for multiple different people, and I've had to, like, hide them from myself because I want to, like, snap pictures and be like, look what I got you. And I'm like, no, no. Wrap them and get them out of your sight. But I'm so excited about the gift giving that, like, it's hard for me to, like, contain myself.
I get that. One of the traditions that we used to have in my family, like, so my mom, she has gone, and it's funny because this year she's not doing this, but my mom has multiple trees in the house. Oh. She really does. She's a decorator for the holidays, everyone. And Christmas is really a big thing. But I think now, you know, she's getting up there and, you know, and it's hard to do all this decorating stuff. So it's a little toned down. But my mom has a tree with nothing but Hallmark ornaments.
Hallmark
nothing
ornaments.
Nothing but Hallmark ornaments. So if you have an ornament, it's not getting any play. It's not touching that tree unless it says Hallmark on it, right? Which is funny because my sisters, though, they know this. Forever, my favorite ornament on our Christmas tree when we were kids growing up is Han Solo's boot.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I was given a Barbie doll dressed like Han Solo when I was a kid. You know, they had the bigger, you know, bigger action figures, if you will. And Han Solo had boots on. Mm-hmm. And somehow, you know, as a kid, you'd lose everything that comes attached to, you know, the little accoutrement and stuff.
Oh, yeah, like the hairbrushes all that stuff. The purses and whatnot.
Somehow we ended up with one Han Solo's boot, and that was hung on the tree every year for Christmas.
Yes. Well, at least you knew where that one was.
It's probably still around, right? You know, but yeah, Han Solo's boots. That was a tradition. I remember my sister Steph and I participated, but it wasn't that big of a thing for me. But we decorated the tree one time without my mom being there.
Oh my!
When we were kids, and like, what's the like the ropey stuff that goes around a tree?
Garland.
So, Steph, if you're out there listening, which I know you're not, Steph put instead of putting the garland on like around the tree, she put it like this,
zigzagged it up and down.
It was
so
ridiculous looking at my mom, like, you know, blew her stack about it. It was hilarious though.
Yeah.
Eh, we're kids, we had fun.
Yeah, my mom was a freak for some icicles.
Yeah.
And it would just make the tree look so gaudy.
Yeah.
So like I made a deal with her that like she could do the front half of the tree, but then the back half of the tree was to be non-icicled, and then like I could spin it. And look at the non-tacky tree, but yeah. I don't know. This year, my mom's Christmas tree, obviously it's not a live tree, it's artificial, but it was left up all year. So it's been Christmas at my mom's house.
It don't ever end.
No, right? The season never did not ends. End nope. This past year. So shout out 2022 Christmas all year long.
That's right. I as a child, you know, like the Christmas was the greatest time of the year for me. You know what I mean? Like, it was a time when, you know, you got some stuff. You could ask for almost what you wanted. Right. You might get everything, but you know, you could ask for some things. And I don't know. I just have a great...
Do you remember the Sears catalog?
Oh, are you kidding me?
That shit was like this thick. Oh, my God.
I couldn't wait to get that and look at all the
toys. And I
toys.
Would circle it and star it and, like, turn the pages down. And I even went so far as to make them, like, a quick reference guide with the page numbers on. Oh, yeah.
How old are we?
I don't know.
I mean, that was some stuff, though, yes. And then there was also the Wards catalog.
Yes, Montgomery Wards.
Yeah, you just couldn't wait. I couldn't wait to see all the Star Wars action figures because that was my thing back when I was a kid, you know what I mean?
I don't even know what my thing was. I don't know.
Barbie dolls?
No. I mean, we had them because people would, like, give them to us for our birthdays, but I never asked for them for Christmas. I know one year I wanted a bike, and I did get the bike, and then I flipped it on myself. That was cool.
So since it's Christmas time and we're talking all things Christmas, well, let's interject some Christmas facts every once in a while throughout this podcast. What do you think, Mel?
I think I'm down. I like quiz shows.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
What is a Tannenbaum? Relating to Christmas, what is a Tannenbaum?
Yeah.
Any idea? Come on.
Isn't there a movie called The Royal Tannenbaum? There is. Okay. Is that in any way related to what my answer should be?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So.
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. But
is it an instrument? Could I play it? Okay.
It's an instrument for Christmas. I don't know.
Does it have to do with food? Is it a special plate?
No. I mean.
All right. I think you're just going to have to tell me.
What if I said,
did you know this?
Yes.
Oh, you did know. Okay.
What if I said, oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum.
Okay, so it's the tree? Is it the tree?
Isn't eine Blätter. That's German. And it is German for Christmas tree, yes.
So is it the thing at the top of the Christmas tree?
No, the topper? It's the Christmas tree. Oh, you're talking about like an angel or something?
Yeah, like the tree topper, like the star. Okay, so no. So I was wrong, and it is.
Bong yourself. Yep.
She got it wrong. So what is it? A Tannenbaum?
Tannenbaum is a Christmas tree. It's German for Christmas tree.
My gosh. The things that you go through life not knowing and then like my, wow.
Mind blown.
I really have to thank you for that Christmas factoid there.
That's what I'm all about.
Right?
Ho, 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 you ho.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just going to take it back. Just going to take it back. Okay. All right.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Here, this is an easy one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. According to tradition, how does Santa Claus get back up the chimney?
Oh, Santa Claus. How does he get back up? I'm going to say he lays a finger aside of his nose. Is it something like that?
It is something like that.
What is it?
It's, well, the trivia card says he puts his
What? We're doing this from our memory. What do you mean trivia card?
I'm sorry. Cat's out of the bag. He puts his finger beside his nose. Okay. So that's one for you, so I don't get to use the ant button for you.
Like we need the rap horn.
Or the jingle bell.
Yes, that we don't have.
That we don't have. Yeah. Yeah, that.
So what do you say? We get into some music? Christmas music?
Oh, some stylings? Yeah. Some Christmas music.
What do you think? Let's just throw some songs out there. And think, like, what do you think? Like, you know me, I ask around and I ask, hey, what's your favorite?
Okay, because I mean, I want to play the ones we like, but I want to, but I don't want to ignore.
Talk about some, yeah, let's
I don't
want to
ignore
some.
The ones I hate either. I just don't want to hear them.
Or, I mean, hate's maybe a strong word. There's
okay, it is
like,
Christmas time. I shouldn't say
like
that.
There's like one or two Christmas songs I don't really care for, but at the same time, like there's a lot of them that, hey man, they ain't bad, you know?
There really is something about them that just does, like, you know, most of the time you're out Christmas shopping, fighting with the masses, you're sweating because, like, you're wearing your winter coat because it's cold outside, but it's hot in all the stores. But there is something about it that just lifts the mood.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I was talking to the warden, and she said that she liked Elvis's Blue Christmas. You familiar with that one?
I know that
one.
It's
a good jam.
Yeah.
I think... 10 years ago, if you asked me, I'd say that might be my favorite Christmas song.
Oh, wow. I don't...
hasn't really gone down. It's just, you know, it's different songs, different times, different feelings. But that's a great song, I think.
Yeah. I'm fairly neutral on that one. It doesn't really go in my favorites category, but it doesn't go in the, ooh, please don't play that around me category either.
What else are you coming up with? What do you think?
Well, I can talk about the ones that... Like, Jingle Bells was a favorite of mine when I was a kid.
Sure,
or, like, Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They're all, like, favorites just because they're, like, the first ones you learn.
Yeah.
The one I can't stand at all is the 12 Days of Christmas.
The 12 Days of Christmas. But there's 12 days, though. You hate all of them?
I mean, birds. There's a lot of birds in there.
I get you. I don't. It's
maids of milking.
Yeah,
like I don't need
of
any
stuff
of that.
Going on. That's Like some of them are definitely from a different time, right?
Right. But it gets like repetitive, and like I remember being in elementary school, and like I guess having like a Christmas pageant, and like for whatever reason, that was my grade's song. That thing was like 25 minutes long because you got to repeat it every single time you go to the next day.
That's something that's for sure. I think we were talking. Jay's not here today, but he brung up that he didn't like the Paul McCartney Christmas song, especially the little keyboard jingle in the beginning of the song.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time, and I have to say that on a personal note, I can't stand that song. I don't know if it's like a retail thing where when you work in retail and they play the Christmas songs, like you hear that one like every third song or something. And it drives me out of my skull. I can't stand it.
Every 30th minute.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
Back yes. on the, it's back it's on the speakers. It's crazy.
So, Jay, I feel your pain.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's not one I'm picking. And if it were one in the car, I would skip it. And yeah,
yes.
I definitely yeah, don't yeah, want to. No, I definitely don't want to hear it at work 35 times
yeah,
in
I
one
feel,
shift.
I feel like it, I feel cringy when I hear it, like because so maybe the kids are in the car and you want to play the and it's like I don't like this one.
Yeah, no,
that's it.
Yeah, that sounded just like it.
How about Silent Night?
That one has to be sung in a particular way for me. It's a great song, but I can't listen to it by just anyone. Like it's got to be like there's something in my head, some memory that I have. Or, I don't know, I heard it once upon a time, sung a certain way, and that's the way it's ingrained in my brain. And when it's not sung that way, I'm like, this ain't me. This ain't my Silent Night.
Right. No, I got you. I'm the same way with different songs, too.
But that one's a good one.
What do you think about, and I was kind of hoping one of my sisters would say this, but they didn't, so. But, The Grinch.
Oh.
What do you think of that song?
Is it
You're a mean one.
That's good, Mr. but I mean,
oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good, and I like the movie a lot. Not the live one, but the cartoon one from back in the day.
Okay, yeah, the cartoon. I got you.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I guess my brain hadn't considered that a Christmas song. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, or even a holiday song.
Really?
My brain didn't put it in that category. No.
Okay. Well, how about now?
Okay, you now, know, now, now, now. About yeah, it? I'm thinking. I'm considering. I haven't actually watched that.
Definitely a Christmas song.
I have. Okay. Well, now I'm going to watch that.
The Grinch trying to steal all the Christmas presents, man. It's got to be a Christmas song.
True. But he didn't hate Christmas.
He did at first.
Yeah.
But then his heart grew and grew. And
right.
Grew, and he had a heart attack.
That, just kidding. That didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Didn't it?
Wasn't there a Christmas song or a holiday song? That's something like up on the rooftop, reindeer paws.
Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Nope, I don't think there's a song like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yep.
But it has a name.
Ho, ho, ho.
Back to that.
No. Ho, ho, ho.
So it's up on the rooftop.
Yeah, I think it's up on the
rooftop. Okay. Yep. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
I like that.
I think like that's one they made us sing when we were kids, right?
Yeah.
I think it's like a.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
I really remember singing that like in like second, third grade or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like your class got assigned that. Meanwhile, I'm over here singing
well,
the 12
no, it wasn't
days
even that. This was like one of them deals where you're like having your little Christmas party in your classroom and then
yeah,
you're just singing.
Man.
Like we had I remember having a little book and it had Christmas carols in it. We would just sit in the classroom singing them.
Have you ever seen or gone Christmas caroling yourself? Have you actually had Christmas carolers ever show up to your house? Any house you've ever...
I did a little wassailing before, but never Christmas. No, I have not seen that.
I have never had a Christmas caroler cool, in right? all the various homes that
hey,
I've lived
I'm not
going to
say where we're at right now, but doesn't it look like you could do that here?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Is this what happened
yeah,
here?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm fully expecting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
just any minute now.
Right? Like knocking on the door. But no home in which I've ever lived have there ever been carolers come down the street, yeah. Nor have I ever
watched
gone.
Too much Hallmark Channel.
I really do. Well, I'm doing physical therapy for my hip, and like
that's
literally
on, yeah.
The Hallmark Channel is what's on, and right now what's on is the holiday movies. So yes, I'm being inundated with that.
What about the It's the Most Wonderful
It really
movie?
Is.
Right? That's cool.
Yeah,
it
that's a good one. Yeah.
A little
bit. Because like even when you're just like I said, slapping around the mall, it's like that's one of those like, it really is the most wonderful time of the year because you do... I don't, not every family. And I know that for some people, the holidays are really hard. So I always take this with a grain of salt, but it really is. You see family that you typically don't see.
Yep.
Hell, you're getting stuff and you're giving stuff.
Yep.
Like, even if you have to return it, you're still getting the right. cash back for what, or you re-gift it to that one person
right.
you forgot to
yeah.
buy something for.
Here's
and you're like,
cake.
Oh, here you go. Yeah, so it really is. I enjoy it. Always
oh,
have.
Yeah, it's a fun time. Yeah, you know, even like you say, giving is even as just as fun as getting something.
Oh,
to
yeah,
you,
absolutely.
Especially if you get something pretty cool.
Right. Do you have a Christmas list?
Right now?
Right. Did you write one this year?
Nah.
Nah.
I'm like it. I do the adult theory of Christmas to me is I'm a grown ass man, and if I want something,
I'm gonna buy it whenever
I
want. Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Well, see,
all the stuff your dad complained about, like socks and underwear, get me that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I've asked
I got
for?
Everything I need.
for years. I used to, every year my mom would ask me what I wanted for Christmas. And this started when I was in college. And I would be like, feminine care products, deodorant, socks.
Haven't been around you. You need all those things.
All this hairspray, new toothbrush, like just everything that I didn't want to spend.
Right, spend money on, absolutely.
Money on. I would, and literally it continued up until.
Because if they buy me socks and underwear, I can spend my money on.
Right, cool, exactly. If my mom is funding my deodorant that I, you know, we've mentioned many a times that I need lots of.
She had to get a second job.
Right. I needed all the help I could get.
Exactly, right. So, I got a question.
Oh, another one? Here we go. Yep, maybe I will not fail.
Well,
you never
what
know.
Is
oh god
a popular red Christmas flower?
A poinsettia? Poinsettia? Is that how you?
Well, I was going to say, I was going to, you said them both. So I was going to, if you're just going to say the one, I was going to give it to you. Yeah, you're going to get it. But since you said them both, yes, you are correct.
Oh man, ding, ding, ding.
It is tied at one apiece.
Oh man, now I got to fire back.
Oh gosh, do you got one?
I do.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh man. Okay. I got to dig deep here in my pile. Got to dig deep. All right, here you go. Okay. You got this. I
don't know.
I believe in you.
Know. I'm Grinchy.
Oh gosh. Well, there's a song. It's a holiday song. Christmas song. Name three of Santa's reindeer with names that start with the letter D.
D.
Correct. That's
is one
letter.
Of them named D?
No. There is no reindeer named D.
Donner.
Donner's one.
Dancer. Yes.
That's two. You need three. You said Donner and Dancer. You need three. And it's not D.
Dasher.
Yep. Got it. Yay. Got it. That's funny that you said that. I thought you were going to like, I don't
not
know.
Get it.
No, and I thought you bring, because like I was trying to like, it. Even though I had the answer well, like literally in front of me, I had to sing
had
the song.
To, yeah, yeah, I had to get back the to song. The first part of the song, and I had already ripped past that.
You know, oh, because you were dashing, like
I'm,
Dasher.
Yeah. I'm Dudolph. Is Dudolph one of them?
I don't know. I thought you were really D. No.
D.
Yeah. Nope.
What was the girl reindeer's name on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Clarice or something. Yeah, it was Clarice. Never mind. It doesn't start with a D.
Never mind. Can't help you answer that question.
How about we get into some tunes?
Oh, you want to hear some favorites?
Let's hear something. Yeah, what do you got?
I don't know. Let's hear Dean Martin's Let It Snow?
Maybe. Come on, Dean.
I mean, something. Like you said, this song is actually like...
So, to me...
Another route. Okay, can you just give me a minute with Dean's voice? But the
fire is so you done yet?
Not even close. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow.
So to me, this song is like, I don't know if sexy is the right word for it. Is that right?
I go cozy. Like,
but it's definitely like intimate.
Yes. Like right? When you it's want like, somebody's this company.
This is not a song that like makes me think of my kids opening presents.
No. It doesn't make me think of Santa Claus.
But it makes me think of maybe having a girlfriend or a significant other and buying them a present. And going to see them on Christmas Eve or whatever. You know what I mean? And spending quality time with them.
Yes.
This is definitely a cool song.
And it's
one of my favorites, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like I said, there's something intimate, there's something cozy about it. You know, like if there's anywhere I want to be snowed in, it's with you.
Exactly.
Like that's like you know.
It could be worse, right? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know, maybe someday, you know, maybe I'll be snowed in and it'll be great.
Right. And Dean will be there. Or not.
I don't think he
won't be there.
I don't think he can be there.
He can be there on my stereo.
He can.
God, are you going to ask me another question?
I am not.
Okay, you just, okay.
I'm just reading.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you one. You ready?
Yes. What do you got for me?
Okay.
All right, let's go. Let's hear that. I'm so hyped for this. Come on, give it to me.
It's not going to be as funny to anybody else.
Oh, it might be.
It's
oh,
not.
It might be, dear.
No,
yes, come
no,
on. What is it?
What is the sweet... hot liquid. That's what made me laugh, but What is the sweet hot liquid most often served to Christmas carolers?
In my neighborhood?
Well, luckily there's no carolers in mine to give this to.
Right, I'm going to say hot chocolate.
You are correct.
Oh, yes.
It is the sweet hot liquid.
The sweet hot liquid.
Given yeah. to Christmas carolers.
I was torn between two things. I'm glad I picked the right one.
Me too. I could, like, the first couple words of that song or question made me laugh so hard. I was like, this is just going to be upsetting. All right. Another song?
Yeah, let's go. What do we got? What do we
got? You want to do Holly Jolly Christmas?
Yes, let's do Holly Jolly.
Who sings
Christmas. This is by Burl Ives, and you'll know this from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know that, what's it called, Rankin Bass stop-motion animation type of Christmas movie that's coming
out? He looks like one of the Munchkins from Wizard of Oz in this picture.
You look like a Munchkin from the Wizard of Oz.
I look like Glenda.
That's a weird
Holly Jolly Christmas.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know. I think for me, I love this.
It's quintessential.
I have a cup of cheer.
You know, hot chocolate.
Right? I don't know if it's because of the Rudolph connection. You know what I mean? And like this the lyrics, mm-hmm. the friends you know, and everyone you meet.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's happy. It's spreading kindness. It's, yep.
Oh ho! This is my favorite part of the song.
Okay, shush.
Kisser wants for me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's amazing lyric to me. You know what I mean? I love it. And like I said, it's from Rudolph. And who, you know, as kids, we all watched Rudolph and look forward to that coming on. And, you know, just to me, it's my childhood. It's Christmas. It's a great song.
It really is. It really just, to me, and I don't even know why it took me so long to think about this, is like all the good that we should do throughout the year that comes out in people during this time of year, like the giving and like coat drives, like volunteer work. Like, why do we forget the other 11 months to be kind and to treat people the way this season makes us want to treat people?
Right.
So, yeah, this is a good one. This one.
Yeah, it's for sure. I don't know. It's right now, it's my favorite. You know what I mean? Like, you know, maybe next year it's not. But, you know, I don't know. It's Burl Ives, man. Burl Ives. And also, like, if you look at the snowman, he looks like, they made him look like himself. I don't know how they did that.
Magic. The magic of television.
Super magic. Yep. This year. All right. I got a question for you, Mel.
Oh, God. Is it about hot liquids?
It's funny because you're asked. I feel like I'm getting a bunch of softballs from you, but then I'm going to hit you with
tannin bombs.
Where you're like, yeah, you know, this one's not. I don't.
No, you don't know.
I don't want to put it past you, but I think you're not going to get this
lob
one.
It. So lob here, it. Don't throw go. It. Lob it.
What did good King Wenceslaus look out upon?
His fields. His reindeer.
Good King Wenceslaus.
Isn't it
Wenceslaus? Looked out upon the Feast of Stephen. So I think that's me. That was the day he looked out. You know what I mean?
Okay, so he, yeah. Oh, and yeah. We had to do that one longer because it was even worse. Although I did answer quick.
I just picked impossible ones so I knew I'd win. They're not even on the cards. I'm making them up.
Oh, you mother. So... At least I answered quick. I didn't delay or try to do 20 questions I did with the Tana Bomb. You threw it at me. I'm like, I'm going to hit this or swing.
I appreciate you, miss. Like, you know, trying.
All right, let's do the White Christmas.
White Christmas, okay.
And this is by Bing Crosby. He's going to be singing to us.
Is that his real name?
I mean, I'd have to Google that.
I don't know, but it seems, you know what I mean?
It seems made up.
It doesn't it?
I mean, a little.
What was that guy's name? Genie Perfume from the last.
Perfume Genius.
That guy.
Totally legit legal name.
Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen.
sleigh bells in the snow. He got some vibrato going on in that voice.
Yeah. I like this song for one main reason, actually. And it goes back to what we talked about at the very beginning about traditions, mm-hmm. and about how your Christmases evolve either as you get older or as you have children or, unfortunately, people, you know, pass in your world. But, you know, when you're remembering what Christmas really is about and all the people that it's really about, and getting down to, like we just said, the kindness of the season, that's what's important. That, you know, every Christmas isn't going to be exactly the same, but you can, that spirit that comes with it.
Yeah, there's a few, like, specific presents that I got over the years that, like, really I remember, but for the most part, you don't even remember, you know what I mean? You don't remember that stuff. It's, like you said, it's the people, it's the connections, the love, really.
Right. So that's one of my favorites.
It's a good one. That's for sure a good one.
Well, and the snow on Christmas would be really nice if I could have a wish.
Yeah, we don't really get that too much, even though we could.
It's like really hit or miss.
I think I've seen it really once that I remember in my life for sure.
I know it flurried on a Christmas not that long ago because I was out running in it. I was having because I was waiting for Christmas because I had been up since 6 o'clock and nobody wanted Christmas. Yeah. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll go run. And I know it flurried on me, but I don't know exactly how long ago that was, but I know it was older.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't really remember too much snow.
No.
At Christmas time.
Well, that's, yeah, maybe I'll have to go out. Well, I don't like maybe cold weather. Snow.
Who knows?
Do I not? I guess I like to look at it, but I don't want to have to shovel it. I definitely don't want to clean it off my car.
Yeah.
I want to.
I like it. I don't know. I don't like too much of it, but I like it.
I like the tube. I like the tube. Like the. Yeah.
I like the way it looks on the trees.
Yeah, it's pretty. And then until it gets dirty.
Yeah.
And then it's nasty.
I also like driving in it because I got four-wheel drive, but I don't like when other people are driving.
No, you
got
to be on that road alone.
Yeah. Yep. It's true.
Yeah, definitely got to be on that road alone.
So what do you got over there, Mel? So you got a card in your hand there. Oh, you got it's a special card.
It is.
Let's see what it says.
It's
this one's for the longtime listeners, I think.
This is.
Go ahead, what do you got?
I believe it's the first question.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's go. Let's hit it.
Why do they make me laugh? I can't get
this
any
is
of this.
Great, this is a great game we're playing.
Can't get any of the stinking answers right, but the questions that I'm reading make me laugh. All right. When Santa laughs.
When Santa laughs. Okay.
His belly. Shakes.
Shakes.
Like what?
Like what? Oh, when Santa laughs, his belly shakes like, well, according to the last podcast, Mel, it would be James's stomach.
No, not at all. Not at all. Whatever, I'm the one that needs a forklift to get to a mosh pit. I don't think, no.
Yeah, I don't think that one counts, does it? I'm going to say a bowl full of jelly.
You are correct.
All right,
going back to my favorite song.
Yes.
In the song, 12 Days of Christmas, how many swans were swimming?
Seven.
God bless America.
Is that right?
You are right.
I just, alliteration. Seven swans of swimming.
Whatever. You don't have to show off. Okay. At this point, you're winning. You don't have to show off and know alliteration, too.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm a perfume genius, yo.
Oh. Well.
So what do we got? What do we got coming up here next?
This
song right here, you know, like I said, I usually ask around, get some info from some people, and both my sisters mentioned this song. They like it a lot. I like it a lot too. It's one of my favorite Christmas songs, although it doesn't, I don't think it's the play or the, it's not like the merriest song or whatever, even though it actually says Merry in the,
it does,
you know, in the title, but it's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Like I said, in my family, it's kind of a thing. And my sister Steph actually learned to play it on the guitar and it made me want to learn how to play the guitar.
There you go.
So there you have it.
Here it comes.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
You dismay, remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone.
And I think this is even more wonderful because it's by this group who are so amazingly talented anyway, and what they can do with their talents for this song.
I liked it before I ever heard this version. Wait, what's wrong with them, Mel? We're doing some mouth things. What is it?
I think it's called singing. I would, there was, if I was in this group, which I never would be, they'd have to put me in my own room because these other people doing these things that close to me would throw me off.
It would
so
be called
bad.
Pentatonvis.
It would not be anything anybody knew about.
Yeah, the warden likes these guys too.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Am I watching Pitch Perfect? I don't know what's going on here.
Okay, all right, all right.
I'm just saying.
Let me turn.
I like it. It's just, I'd rather hear, for me, the traditional, you know.
I get you.
Rendering.
I hear you. Well, you can listen. Do you want to listen to Annie Lennox's version of it? Okay.
We're good.
All right. Let me just turn that down. Oh, what you got over there?
I got a softball for you. You ready for it?
I don't know.
You are going to get this. I have faith. If the warden was here, she would get this 100%.
Oh, well, now the pressure's on.
In the movie A Christmas Story, what warning does everyone keep giving Ralphie about the Christmas gift he wants?
It's the Red Ryder BB gun. He's going to shoot his eye out.
Yes.
All right. I don't have to use the buzzer noise.
No.
I got one.
You got one. Yeah.
I got one. I don't know about the king looking at fields or king what Lenses a Christmas sauce. Tree is, but hey.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. What's up next?
I don't know. I think we're going to switch gears.
Switch gears?
Yeah, we're going to go.
This song?
I mean, we don't have to start.
I don't think it's that. That's not really switching gears. Like, are you looking at that as like a silly song maybe?
Well, this will be our phase in to the silly.
Okay,
it'll help us to transition. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
This was my sister and I, this was the first concert we went to as kids. I can't even, like 1987 maybe, 87 probably.
Okay.
Somewhere in that area, maybe 88, but we saw Run DMC. And it was pretty cool. They did not play this song, however, even though it was cold out in wintertime. But I don't even think this song was out yet. But it's Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis.
Here it comes.
Which is also on the Die Hard.
I was just going to say that's what
which
I was
going to
say.
Which is technically a Christmas movie, as they say.
They say that, but why not?
Nakatomi Plaza. Yeah, I was totally into Run DMC when I was a kid. You can tell by my shoes right now. Mom.
Oh, yeah, you're a D-Dass?
Yep, got them on.
Yeah.
I want that pork pie hat so bad, or whatever you want to call it.
The
one DMC's wearing. Not that one. The dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park, I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, an ill reindeer. But then I was feeling good, the man had a beard and a bag full of goodies, 12 o'clock at night. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. But he must have dropped his wallet smack dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Took out the lights and then Nicole said Santa Claus. Nicole said Santa Claus.
Oh, see, that's what happens when you do nice things, people. Yeah.
But he already put it in the thing.
Right. That's the magic of Santa.
That's true. Yep. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. That's my favorite part.
Macaroni and cheese. Yes.
And Santa puts gifts under Christmas trees. See, that's the hat I want right there.
Okay. Put it on your Christmas
list. I looked at one a couple weeks ago. It was $70, and that was $70 too much.
Yeah.
But it was a nice hat.
Oh, coming to my house? They're going to sing.
You ready to do some caroling?
Do some caroling.
Macy's. Yo, man, let's go eat, man. I'm starving. Come on, man.
Oh.
Yo. Got a microphone for Christmas? Nice.
Yeah, with the bow on it. Yeah. You know it's special when it gets the bow.
And that's what Christmas is
all about.
No, definitely. I remember seeing Die Hard in the movie theater as a young guy whenever that came out. And when this song came on, I definitely popped because I was like, oh, Wow. Right. You know right? what I mean?
I know this.
Yep. Awesome.
It's so good. Yep. And I think it's awesome, the message that is also expressed in it. Like, you do good things and good things happen to you. And
what I like about it is, like, you see the way people have Christmas. Like, everybody doesn't have Christmas the same way. Like, there's some foods that were on the Christmas menu that I wouldn't necessarily have at my house. Not that I'm against any of them. It's just not traditional Christmas food for me. And, like, to me, that was pretty cool. Like,
right.
I wouldn't think of having macaroni and cheese for Christmas. But, no, I think it's awesome.
We used to have, when my grandmother was alive, our Christmas dinner was ham.
Yeah.
And it was, ham. I can't, I just.
You don't like ham?
I don't know if it was the way she made it, RIP grandma. I don't know if it's the way she made it. I don't know if it was because it wasn't like lunch meat ham. I mean, it was too close to the real thing. I don't know. But now, well, since before when my mother was alive, we would have meatloaf. Mm. Our Christmas dinner went from ham with my grandmother.
Are you a fan of the meatloaf?
I am a fan of the meatloaf. Oh, my God. It's so
a lot
good.
Of people don't like it, but I like some.
Oh, I mess with the meatloaf. Not the singer, the actual meal.
But okay.
I just need to make that clear.
Yeah.
I need to point that out since this is the Rock Rewind review. Yeah.
Totally. Hey, Mel, I got a question for
oh,
you.
Oh, come on.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know.
Okay. I met, oh man, this is going to be hard.
Okay. Yeah, now I'm ready.
I met an angel on Christmas Eve. I helped him get his wings. I live in Bradford Falls. Who am I?
You're the, well, is this the one the bell rings? When every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings? Is this, am I looking for a person?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, you're looking for the name, but if you can give me.
So this is Miracle on 34th Street? No? Ain't.
No. but you know what I'm saying? The feller's name is George Bailey.
Oh, man. Okay. You know what
I mean? Played by Jimmy Stewart, I believe.
Right? All right. Well,
right. I don't even blame you for not knowing that. I actually thought the answer was something different. I don't think it was the guy's name. So I feel bad asking you that because I would not have known.
No. You just rub it in. It's okay.
True.
That's not really in the Christmas spirit, though.
I'm still winning.
True.
What's next? What do we got here?
I don't know. I think we need to.
Do we do this one now or do we wait?
That one we wait for.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the one that you introduced to me that I've
never heard? So this
I've never heard of.
This is a Rock Rewind review.
Exclusive in terms of Mel.
Mel's never heard this one before. No. I'm like, you know, I thought everybody from our neck of the woods knows this song, but apparently not. It wasn't that big of a deal, but it's a song.
In a department store north of Houston, sat a Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. In a minute, he knows the front door will close, and this tired old Santa can pack up and leave. But a big fella came out.
It's always the
nowhere.
Big fella.
Of course.
And he sat right down on Santa's knee. Well, the whole place stopped dead as the big fella said, "Dear Santa, I appreciate you listening to me." And he said, "Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, only crabs."
I'm thinking,
I don't want those.
I'm thinking this is not about the venereal disease.
Well,
this is about
so if you look at it from our neck of the woods, it means a certain thing. Now, we're going to play a song later from a specific area, and it means something different, right?
Okay.
If you're from over that end of town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so I have definitely never heard this. And you know what? Being from where this fine state that we're from, I don't even like them. Oh, he's itching.
Say that? You know, got the accent.
He's itching. Is that what a Marylander sounds like?
Yeah, turn it up.
Trip back to old Baltimore. Baltimore.
Can you hear it? Can you hear the Baltimorees come out?
Yeah. I mean.
Not saying we're from Baltimore.
No.
What are you talking about?
But I didn't think that people sound, I don't know.
You never heard that accent before?
Not exaggerated like that. Like, but yeah, but I've definitely never.
Especially where you work at. You should have definitely heard that.
Oh, I just don't listen. Just don't listen.
Fair enough.
But crabs for Christmas. All right.
Crabs for Christmas, yeah.
I'm not a big seafood fan. Maybe that's why this wasn't on my radar.
It's a regional delicacy.
It is, supposedly. Like,
you don't like it?
I don't like crabs. I don't like seafood.
No,
I can eat tuna fish out of a pouch, but that's it.
Hate you.
Oh.
Hate you.
Oh. Melvis is sad.
No crabs for Melvis.
No. That means more for other people. Yeah, I've never heard that.
That's true.
Oh, I do. Really?
So
are we just throwing salt in the wound?
I have one left, so okay. Can I ask it?
Like, you can, you know, hey, you can do whatever you want.
I figured since I had one left.
All right, you can do whatever you want.
It was, you're going to get this.
Okay.
This is and don't even get them other ones. In the song, I'm going to throw you a softball.
In
the song, your favorite song, The 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
What nationality are the three hens? Come on.
Turkish.
Yes. Turkish bath hens. Yes. No, they're French, man. Three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Drummers drumming.
All the birds.
All the birds.
What do we got left?
Man.
Come on.
There's some good ones up here. Right, there's some good ones. Which we're going to end on this one.
Yes.
So it's either.
Well, you know which one I'm kind of partial to.
So you want to do this one?
No. I mean, that's the big finale. But you know which one? The other one. What do we got up here?
We can either.
Yep.
This one? Or I was going to. Or we can do this
one. Okay, yeah, let's do that one. That was one of your picks.
This is one of my favorite songs, Christmas songs, on the lighter side of things. All right, here we go. Sing along if you know the words.
It's Dominic the donkey. Jing-a-dee-jing. The Italian Christmas donkey. La 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 la.
I have no words.
Come on.
Santa's got a little friend. His name is Dominic.
Come on.
The cutest little donkey. You'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans,
it's because I've never seen him.
It's paisans.
Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas donkey. La la la.
It's probably not everybody's cup of tea, but it definitely makes me smile because you don't think about it any other time of the year. I mean, maybe people do. But
yeah, no, for sure. Like I this song has never been on my radar until about literally 5 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
I never knew this song existed.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Did you always know this, like as a kid or whatever?
Not as a kid,
I mean, I gotta do some. When you sing it, do you have to sing it in like a terrible Italian accent?
Apparently, I do. I don't know if it's a rule, but I got introduced to this song as an adult. My roommate, early 2000s. She grew up in Pennsylvania, and this was like their Christmas like jam. Like some people listen to Silent Night, or
sounds like a Pennsylvania song. Yes, so, thank you, Pennsylvania.
And they were. She was Italian, but yeah, this is what she played all the time. So that's how I got introduced to this song. So I've known about it almost 20 years.
To me, it seems like somebody made this song up to make fun of Italian people.
Well, I would say that somebody did do that. The Weird Al of Christmas
of
songs in Italy. Okay, yeah. But yeah, it's just the hee-haw.
Weird Bartolo or something like that. Yeah. The Weird Al.
And it says paisans in it. And like, hee-haw, hee-haw. Like, it's a good time.
Oh, for sure. I like it.
You cannot not like it.
Yeah. Hee-haw, hee-haw.
I won't allow
he
it.
He always calls me that.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. All right, this is one.
I love
this.
This is another pick by James
that I had never heard of either.
This Twisted Holiday Tunage.
All right,
what do we have here?
It's called "Police Stop My Car."
Police stop my car.
To the sounds of Police Navidad.
Yeah.
Police stop my car. Police stop my car. The police made me stop.
Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police, stop my car. Police, stop my car.
Get him, lawman.
The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up.
Scourge of the city right
they
there.
They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles
in my car.
They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas.
I love this song though. It gets me jazzed up. I can't help it. To me, I think it's funny. You know what I mean? It's just hilarious.
But on a more serious note,
yes.
Don't drink and drive, people.
No, do not.
It's
drink.
It's not
and drive.
Worth it no. at all. Oh, this is my favorite part. Where it starts talking about smelling.
Police roady black,
roady black.
I can smell the donuts as they smell my breath.
Police roady black, I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They're gonna let me out on bail this Christmas.
just a wacky song, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, I don't know. Police locked me up.
Well, that's what happens when you drink and drive. So again,
poor guys.
Let's not do that.
Yep.
All
Stay
of us.
Safe, people.
Seriously.
Call a Uber or whatever them things are called.
Oh, yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a Lyft company, too.
Yeah, right?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right. Before we play our last song, are there any more questions?
I think I'm good. How about you? Do you have anything?
I don't know.
I'm trying to stump the Christmas guy over here.
All right. Maybe.
I'm sure you can. Some of them. Especially if it's like, pick a movie question. I won't know that. That's probably true. I'm not a big
Who person. Wrote Miracle on 34th Street?
I don't know. Do you know?
I have the answer here. Okay. So, yes, I do know.
Who wrote that?
Valentine Davies.
WTF.
This is for
WTF.
You. This is for you, James.
Thank you.
You earned it, buddy. Nice. You earned it.
Okay. 37-2. I win.
I mean, that's not exactly how the numbers came out, but yes,
Pretty
you
close.
Get the W
Pretty
and
close.
I get the L. All right.
Well, it was a good game. I think hopefully people learned some stuff about Christmas today.
Right.
Right. You learned some things. Let me ask you this. Is there a, before we get to the wrap them up song.
Oh, man.
Is there a gift somewhere in your life back in the day that was a big deal, important, you always remember? It might not have to be anything big, but just something. Is there anything like that?
Okay. So there are two things, actually.
Okay.
So the year I turned 16, my dad gave me a pair. I was born in April.
Okay.
So my birthstone is a diamond.
Oh, cool.
So when So when I turned 16, my dad, that Christmas, my dad gave me a pair of diamond earrings. And literally, the diamonds were as big as like the point on a pencil.
Right, right.
So nothing big, not. So those, and again, probably partially because he's now passed, they became even more important. And I think I've worn them twice
That's
in my entire
deal.
Life.
Really?
Just because if I lost one,
right.
there is no replacing
yep,
it.
Yep.
So I love them and I cherish them, but they don't get touched. And then so my dad had passed, and then a couple Christmases after that, I needed a new watch. So I'm in college. I'm tired of wearing like... I needed a professional watch, and my mom bought me like a Timex with the metal chain, and it had like the moon and the sun that would rise as the time went by. And so that was one of the other ones. Again, probably more, and I wore it for years, and then it got to the point where like the clasp was too loose, but it wasn't, not that it wasn't worth fixing, but by that time.
You didn't figure that, because I keep the watch people, like the fixture jewelry watch people, I keep them in business.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm always getting, so if I'm gonna size you up, Mel,
okay,
I'm gonna look at your watch.
All right.
And I'm gonna look at your shoes.
Oh.
And I will judge you by those.
Well, don't look at my shoes
now.
I'm
just letting you know that's not in the everyday situation.
Oh,
you know what I'm
okay.
saying?
Like when you encounter people,
good,
okay.
I'm gonna
All
be
right.
like, okay, what watch she got? Like how's she
right.
rocking that? What shoes is she wearing? How she Right. Or he. Mostly it's dudes, because I don't sum women up. I'm looking at another guy, and I'm like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you on my level or not?
Right. And it's not even that. It's just, I mean, you can be above my level and I will know by your shoes and your watch.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's not that you can't rock those things. It's just, or that you have to rock those things. It's just, you know, different. How you put it together. You know what I mean?
I get you. Dress to impress.
Yes.
Oh, I have one more answer for your question that you asked a minute ago. And that was there anything when we were talking about our wish list and you were talking about your, I don't know, action figures and you were like, what were you into? And I was like, I don't know. My Cabbage Patch dolls.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh man. They came with like the birth certificate and they were named. I
believe that my sister got one of those back in the day. Cause I thought for sure, cause it, you know, you just saw on TV that you couldn't get them and people were fighting over them.
Funny story. So my mom worked at Kmart.
Okay. So she had some dibbage
going on. Oh, yeah. So, like, literally the stock would come in, yep. And as it got to be Christmas, like, they would, I mean, not just her, but all the employees that had children or just anybody that wanted to give gifts that were hard to find, they would, like, hide them away. So, like, we always got what we wanted.
Nice.
Or because my mom didn't have to go punch somebody in the aisle. She just took it before it went on the shelf. Yeah. So, yeah, my Cabbage Patch dolls growing up were, like, my jam.
Yeah. Man. I've liked a lot of gifts over the years. Like I said, the Star Wars stuff when I was a kid was a big deal. And Indiana Jones's boot or whatever. I was Han Solo's boot. I had Indiana Jones too.
Okay. I mean, all the action.
Yeah. But in my adult life, there's this gift, right? And like, I'm, you either like me or you hate me. My personality, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, at Christmas one year, my sister, who's a year younger than me, she bought me the coolest Christmas present, right? And it was wrapped up in such a way you couldn't tell what it was, this, that, or the other thing. Well, you know, let a little bit of cat out of the bag about what happened. So our younger sister, who's like 8 years younger than me, I kind of leaned on her a little bit, like, well, you know, what is this? I'm trying to figure out, because I'm pretty good at guessing what the gift is. Like, that's my thing.
Okay.
So
you're one of those people that walks around the tree and like shakes it and like, that's a yes.
No, you don't shake it because it could be
fragile.
Yes, fragile.
You see.
And but you know, I will sum it up and try to figure it out. Blah blah blah. Like people do some things like put something in a box that's this big and it's only this big of a present and try to throw me off. But I can figure some stuff out. Well, anyway, my youngest sister told me that. Are you ready for this? You're going to guess what it is your own self and you don't even know. She told me it has strings.
Was it a guitar?
Well, it was, but it was a specific guitar, right? So months before, my older sister and I were out and about doing stuff and we ended up at Guitar Center, and I went to Guitar Center, and there was this bass, Schecter C4, and it's, have you ever been driving behind a trucker?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you ever see the mud flaps?
Yeah.
What's on the mud flaps? Can you picture anything on the mud flaps?
There's women.
So the fretboard has those women on the frets. Yes. Right? It's called the C4 Exotic, right?
Oh.
So I was sitting there, playing it in Guitar Center or whatever, and like, as the story goes, my sister said, I just saw you playing that thing. Because this is a big gift, man. We don't spend this much money on each other.
Right, right, right.
I seen you playing that, and I was just like, look at this little kid. He looks like a little kid playing this thing. I'm getting this guitar. So anyway, she wraps it all up, and it doesn't look anything like a guitar, this, that, and the other thing. And like I said, it's like my thing to guess the presents. So here she is, Christmas Day. Bam-o, here's your present, you know. What do you, you know, do you know what it is? No, I don't know what it is.
No.
You know, I have no idea what it is. And, you know, my dad gets a kick out of this. He'd tell this story to this day. So I open it up, and it's this C4 Schecter Exotic bass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, wow, I can't believe that I got this present. Then I reached into my pocket and pulled a pick out and started playing it.
Oh, yeah.
So
I had no idea. I just walk around.
I have a pick in my pocket.
Right. What do you have in your pocket?
So that was just a pretty cool
Yeah, that's a good
way
one.
Cool gift and yeah. A cool story to go along
with. Yeah, because she actually, that's what I'm talking about. When you take the time to make the gift thoughtful, because it's something absolutely. You remember, like you were out and you could see the look in, she could see the look in your eye and yep. how you, yeah, I'm, like that's
I'm,
good.
I was back at, I'm in the fishing, I like fishing a lot, and like nobody will ever buy me anything fishing related because they're like, you have everything, or I don't know, it's so
you're,
specific.
Yeah, yeah, you're a specialist,
like,
yeah.
Man, if you bought me like the worst bag of worms that I would never want or whatever, I would still love that because you thought enough to get me something that I'm into.
Right, right.
You tried.
Yeah, one of your hobbies. Yeah.
Yeah, so Christmas.
Christmas.
Christmas. Come check out my wish list. Froggy Fresh, not familiar with that?
I didn't know where we were going. Oh, man. No, we got it right here.
Yep, let's take her home.
All right, so we're going to, I think we just leave on this.
Do we do that?
I think so.
That's fine. I'm good with
that. I think we let this play all the way. It's a whole 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
Yep. Folks, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy all of the holidays. Yes. Whatever you celebrate.
I think happy holidays means all of them, though.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to be clear. I wanted to make sure there were no guesses. We're not, yeah, no. Everybody.
Oh, I discriminate if you were going to say that.
Oh, no, I do. I do not. This chair does not. Okay. All right.
All right, let's take it home.
All right, here we go.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yes, and if you're from this part of town,
you'll know this.
You know it.
You know
this. The first couple notes.
And if not, enjoy. Please listen to the lyrics.
Yes. If you can make them out.
Oh, by the way, hey, did you know? Tomorrow night, we're playing bingo. It's a beautiful sight. We're going bowling tonight. We're walking in an Essex Wonderland. Down to plant, we got the day off. Cause the foreman got his pay off. We're drinking all day, then whizzing away. We're walking in an Essex Wonderland.
Just drinking and whizzing over here.
What else are you going to do? Let Christmas.
Tell you something at this time, hon. Essex is the only place to be.
If you missed it, the town is Essex.
While you're at it, you should get your hair done.
Wherever that is.
And please your blonde so all the folks will see. We're getting hazel to make some eggnog. In the fireplace, we'll burn a fake log. Little Butchie will cry, eat a rice pumpkin pie. We're walking in an Essex Wonderland.
Little Butchie.
Joey's home from the service. And his girlfriend is getting nervous. While he was at sea, she contracted DD. They're walking in an Essex Wonderland. You can make an ornament from a bud can.
You can.
You can hang it from the tree.
Sherry, are you pregnant? She'll say no, man.
But I'm 13, so ain't it time to be.
We're calling Donnie up in jail. We're raising money to post his bail. Our maiden is cranked and Uncle Jimmy is tanked. We're walking in an Essex Wonderland. We're walking in an Essex Wonderland.
Happy holidays, hon.
Hey.
Happy holidays, hon.
Oh, man. So good.
Yes.
So good. All right. Happy holidays, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. Enjoy. Be safe. Take care of each other. And, yeah.
Be excellent to one another.
Absolutely.